Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPM, share number 142, Vice Pnimi Shir for Men, share number 142. So one thing just to start out with, that with when we're talking about this particular subject of the intimate aspects, physical aspects of the marriage and of life, it's always said and discussed with the healthy balance of tying into emotional and spiritual and intellectual connection and uniting of souls together with bodies and as one unified whole, as we always emphasize. And that always needs to be in the back of our minds as the main focus of why we talk about this subject in the first place and why it's so important. And that's the idea. It is important to have open communication about these subjects, like we talked about. And sometimes you don't want to talk about the sexual aspects because you don't want to make your spouse, your wife, feel bad about certain things, or the other way around. They don't want to make you feel bad. So they put off talking about it for months and for years and for decades because they're afraid to bring it up. They don't want to hurt their spouse, or sometimes they are embarrassed. They deny themselves something for years that they really want to be done for them in this realm, and they're just too embarrassed to ask for it. And it's very important not to be embarrassed to ask for it. Because most likely that your spouse would be very happy to want to fulfill your needs and vice versa when the relationship is working on all ends. So therefore, it's important to commit to talking about this in its neistic way, in the right way, but to talk about it. When is the best time to talk about it? Sometimes it's best to talk about it not while you're engaged in the physical connection yet. Sometimes maybe not even in the bedroom, but outside of the bedroom. Again, you know, if it's triggering, then you try to time it where it's close to that point in time where you will be together. It is a delicate, sensitive subject, so it needs to be taken place either neutral zone, or sometimes if that's too uncomfortable, then maybe you do bring it up as you're starting to interact this way physically. You see what works best for the both of you to avoid the as much as possible that uncomfortable feeling when you're talking about it. It can be very intimidating at first, emotionally. And you ask Hashem for help. This is a tefillah. You ask Hashem to help, to bring out the healthy discussions about this. And the discussions, I'm just going to mention a few helpful suggestions of how this could be discussed in a way that's not threatening. And, for example, how were you taught in the right way, or maybe you felt the not right way when you were chasen tekala, or however else you learned about these things. You could discuss with each other what were the best memories of the sexual interaction that you had over the years. What were the best memories? What were the best times? And the best times when it was, how it was done, that made you both feel very, very good about it. You ask the questions between yourselves. Did the sexual connection bring us closer? Or is that the closeness brought to the sex? It's very interesting to really understand that part of it. And then the truth is, both are true. Sometimes it's the feeling of an emotional closeness that brings out the sexual desire of the couple. And sometimes you have to start out with the sexual connection, desire, and that opens up a greater degree of closeness. But that's something that you could discuss. Do you appreciate each other more? Does the sexual connection, when you have it, does that add to appreciation of one another? That's very important, your side, by the way, that couple needs to really practice that. When they're already engaged in sexual activity with each other and they're trying to satisfy each other and give each other pleasure and have a real enjoyable experience, they have to be full of HaKaras HaTayyib, number one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving you this gift, but to each other. for working with each other towards this gift. You could ask each other what satisfies you most about the sexual relationship. What do you enjoy? What can we do to make it better? What can I do to make it better for you? Is there enough variety in the way we practice our sexual life? And again, putting aside, of course, if you, you know, with halachic aspects to it, you could ask a shayla about different things. We're not going to get into that topic now. The Paiskim and Rabbanim, depending who you talk to, are very varied in how wide range it could be if you both want it to be. And, you know, so we're putting that aside, but assuming that halachically you were told these things, the variety of whatever the variety may be is not an issue halachically whatsoever, then you ask yourselves, is it something that we need to do more? Something that maybe people are overdoing it, they need to do less, but very often it's something they need to do more to make something, put some excitement in their life. And they could discuss with each other that aspect, if there's something that we could do to change that variety, the frequency, how often do we have relations, and what you know, what it should be. Anything we could do outside the bedroom to make our sex life more satisfying. You know, innuendos or things that, you know, in a way that when no one's looking, and how to spice it up that way. What settings would you would like? What type of words and actions through the course of the day or week would get you more inclined to be interested in looking forward to having the sexual relationship? And all of these things are things that to discuss. Another thing is, should we attempt to schedule sex so that we have that private time together, so that we make sure we don't go too long without it? Because sometimes if you don't do a schedule and you wait for a spontaneous let's play it by ear type of thing, then very often it never happens, and a long stretch of time passes when it doesn't happen. Or you could have a schedule for certain fixed nights, generally speaking, but then you have other nights that are open-ended to allow it to happen sometimes and to invite it. You could talk to each other about what excites you most about each other sexually. What would you want me to do to take advantage of that? Do you find that experience helpful to you or comforting to you or difficult for you? Or does it create anxiety for you when you're under stress? How can we create that our intimate life becomes more at its best? Do any of us feel anxious when we try to engage in the sexual activity here? And why would we feel that anxiousness about initiating? Sometimes would you know, one always initiates, the other one less so. What would you wish? Would you wish that I initiate sex more often? And how would you go about it? People are very uncomfortable talking about these things, but it's very, very important, because it's very important. The one that is more passive about this, you know, and the other one is more active about it. The one that's active feels sometimes a pain or a pressure that the other one never or rarely initiates, which makes me feel not desirable and not loved. And that's why it's so important to sometimes, for the one who initiates less, to really work towards giving that to their spouse, to initiate somewhat more, and, you know, and work that out. What would you like me to do? What meets your emotional needs when we're having sex? Sometimes in actual intimate acts, things that could be said or certain things that could be done that fills not just a sexual pleasure type of a aspect to it, but actually an emotional need in the way you talk, in the way you say things to me, and so on and so forth. And how to work out on the privacy aspects, whether you have, you know, small kids or teenage kids or whatever it is, to work through those things where you could get yourself that privacy to be able to be with each other more often. You know, what do you like? You know, the timing of it, the night, the timing and night, or the different timings of it, you could discuss. And whether, you know, sometimes either one acts as if sex is more like a duty rather than a pleasure, and how you could change that mentality, how to make it more as a pleasurable thing for the both of us. Not that it's a, you know, sort of like a just simply an obligation. And how to go about it, how do we rest more to get that to that mode, or how do we acclimate ourselves to get that mode, And think about five different things you could do during the week that would warm you up more for to be intimate with your wife and vice versa. There's also specific things that you ask. It may seem to be very uncomfortable. Give me three different ways or that way you like to be touched. What ways am I touching you that turn you off? What things can I say or do in order to arouse you more? Or instead of doing this thing this way, let's try it a different way. Again, halachically, clearing whatever halachically allows, what sexual positions do you like most and when and how? What part of my body you feel the most exciting that really gives me the excitement? What behaviors do you find most exciting? How do you want me to talk to you when we are intimate together? Would you like me to talk more, you know, in the foreplay or afterwards? Where am I touching you? Where it's your favorite place to be touched? Are we trying everything we would like to try? What would you like me to do more of in the bedroom? And if you had all the time in the world and all the energy in the world, and we had two full hours that we could just simply be together in bed and be active with each other that way intimately, what would you want to do with me? And what would you want me to do for you? And would you like it best when I surprise you, not surprise you? All of these things. So it's very important when these things are being discussed, all the things I described here, to be free of judgment, not to, you know, like if one of them says, I like when you do this and this and this, or if you would do this and this or for me, and the other one reacts with a surprise or disgust or uncomfortableness, it will shut off the communication. So it's very important to stay open-minded, even if like there's something you don't like hearing or you wouldn't want to do. You have to have the courage to discuss things, even if you disagree about some aspects of how each one of you would want the sexual relationship to be like. You have to not get defensive about it and be open to it, and allow that to work. So a couple of tips. Number one is to talk with each other, not at each other, to share your feelings and about what you're experiencing, what you need, and then listen to your spouse and be curious about it. Avoid coarseness, avoid criticism. Criticism will shut down communication. You degrade your spouse in the way she looks or something like that, or you treat her like she's a nuisance instead of cherishing her. That's a problem, so you avoid all that. You affirm your spouse, appreciate her as a totality of a person, including the sexual aspects. You affirm your spouse verbally, and you avoid defensiveness, to listen without getting defensive. And all this is very, very important. And Bez Hashem will continue with this discussion, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shia. Bracha v'atzlacha.